Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Jim Zulli. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Risa. And there's 77 million of us were born between 46 and 64. What are they doing today? That's a lot of people.
Oh, you're talking about people. I was going to say, really?
Yeah, it's like, what are all these people doing when we get up and, you know, we go about doing our things and we're retired? You know, we do a lot of reports on that, but it's interesting because they're doing all kinds of things, and it's a busy group. It's a big group. And, you know,
Aretha,
they say if you want to make money, follow the baby boomers. Follow what are they buying? What are they interested in? And you could have Aretha's all cure for arthritis, you know, or whatever, and it would probably sell. You ever see the commercials on TV? They're all about products that deal with aches and pains and losing your hair and wrinkles.
Well, I don't have aches or pains. I still have my hair. The wrinkle products I'm interested in.
You got the baby skin. You're lucky. I got I got the wrinkle look. But anyway, yeah, it's like Thanksgiving's coming up. And I feel like we just finished up with the holidays not that long ago, and I hear so many people mentioning how fast time goes by. Do you think the world is spinning faster, or what's going on?
I just think as we get older, it just feels that way. What can I say?
Oh, God, it's amazing.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, this morning I'd like to talk about a couple of things that are coming up in the near future. First of all, Halloween. There's been a lot of controversy about some of the costumes that people are wearing this year, especially, well, both the children and the adults. One of the things I've heard a lot of talk about is the slutty costumes. They have the slutty nurse, the slutty doctor, the slutty police officer, whatever. You know, and it's mainly the women's costumes. I don't think I protest so much about the slutty costumes, at least not for adults. I don't like them for children, but at least for adults. But I think we should have some more, like, slutty men costumes, personally. You know, I think these men should be running around in late October with, you know, shirtless as the slutty male dancer or something, or the slutty fireman. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. What can I say?
That's just your opinion.
But,
okay.
Yeah, just my opinion. But they are having a lot of controversy about the children wearing those costumes. And I do think as parents and grandparents, we need to think that through a little bit better, that we shouldn't be dressing up young children as inappropriate people. And, you know, like the guy from Breaking Bad. I don't think your kid should be a meth dealer for Halloween. Not a good idea. But that's been going on. But Halloween is coming up. There are going to be lots of people out trick-or-treating, lots of partying. So I just want to say have a safe and sane Halloween time. Don't do anything crazy. And be careful if you're out in those streets at night. Don't drink too much. Don't drink and drive. Don't walk out in front of cars in dark costumes with your children. It's a time to think about what you're doing and be careful. And speaking of thinking, elections are also coming up on November 4th.
That's true. That's
going to be national midterm elections. They're very important elections. I'm not going to tell anybody how to vote, but I do want to tell you, get out and vote. It's very important all across the country. There are lots of offices, everything from water district people to council people to mayors and governors, senators, and it's just really important. Some people think your vote doesn't count. Your vote counts.
It counts.
So Jim,
yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. What's your hot topic today, Jim?
Well, I went to an event with Eric, and it was an event given by Robert's son, and it's the American Chinese CEO Society. And Robert really created an effective way to connect Chinese companies along with American companies. And it was done so professionally, and the people we met were, you know, just really genuine people. You know, they talk about trade and equal balance and that, and these people are just anxious to you know, meld in with and meet American companies. And Robert put together just a great group of professionals, and you meet the CEOs of just so many various companies, and they're, you know, Aretha, the expertise and the professionalism, it's amazing, because especially somebody like me, I don't have that with the technology, and talking about cutting edge, it's really amazing. Hold on. And you know, if you go to the ericzuliblog.com, you could see all this, but, you know, Aretha, some of these companies, they're just amazing. They're like new companies, and they're in the billions within a short time. The numbers are just phenomenal, and he just created such a network. And, you know, it's not easy getting all these large companies to mesh and mingle, and yet it's so beneficial for them because, you know, they grow on each other, and bringing the countries together, it's countries from all over, and they're just, you know, I don't know what to say. They're an amazing group, and they're just, the networking was, it was just beyond me. Well, you know what it's like in the entertainment business when people meet, and then they can eventually maybe put together a production by A meeting B. You've introduced people before, and that's what Robert does in this. It's the American Chinese CEO Society, and he just brings them together. And I give him a lot of credit because they're both. Everybody's so anxious to meet, and I know you've been a personally. You know, a lot of people have met even through what you do. You know, it's that's how things happen. You know.
Absolutely. Well, I think that brings us up to our first commercial here.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Well, we
and
have
we're
our
back,
guest
Aretha,
this
and
morning.
I just really quick wanted to mention real quick. I told you about the society. It's American Chinese CEO Society. If you go to ericzuliblog.com, you could see all the information and a little video we put together, and it's very interesting. But I think it's your hot topic time.
No, actually, it's...
No, you did your hot
Greg?
Topic.
Greg?
Uh-huh. Greg, I don't know. Do we have Greg on the line?
I am on the line.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very interesting guest and a friend of mine. He ran for Congress. That's one of the impressive things. I want to ask him how that, you know, it was very, it's quite a job. I'll just put it that way. But Greg was you've seen the movie Top Gun with Tom Cruise. Well, Greg was the real Top Gun fighter instructor. He flew a fighter craft in Vietnam, and he did things that I find almost impossible, landing on carriers at nighttime. I mean, Greg, I don't know how you did that, but it's really amazing. And tell us a little bit about you running for office now for city council.
Yeah, I actually I was a fighter pilot in Desert Storm, not Vietnam. So
Desert Storm. I'm aging you.
That's all right. But no, I did run for Congress this last go around. The primary was June, and we lost by just about 2,000 votes to go into the general election. So it was a great experience. It was the 45th Congressional District, which is South Orange County. And after I took, I lost that, my buddies and friends, they all took me out and says, hey, there's an open seat at the Mission Viejo City Council. The mayor is retiring. She's termed out and asked if I would give it a shot. And I said, absolutely, with your help. So I'm running for city council. There's three seats. There's two incumbents running, and then there's an open seat, and there's eight of us in the race. So the top three get onto the council. So we've been working it real hard. The election's a week from tomorrow, so we're right down to the wire.
Well,
so Greg, what are the hot button issues in Mission Viejo? A lot of people around the country probably have never heard of Mission Viejo, and a lot of people will say Mission
Viejo. We call it Missing Viejo. Missing Viejo, that's what we...
It's a
Mission
Viejo sleepy
was,
little area.
It was a master plan community of supposed to be about 90,000 people, and it was in the hills in South Orange County. And unfortunately, the city was built for about 9. Now we have over 100,000, and there's cities being built all around us, and the traffic is just a nightmare now trying to get to the San Diego freeway, so they have to go through our city. So the number one issue is traffic and find a solution to it. And I did find a solution. There's a Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania that they're the number one for real-time technology and traffic management. So my plan is to get them out here, take a look at our issues, and come up with a solution. Number two is our city workers have a pension fund. It's funded by CalPERS, which is a California run by the state, which is totally mismanaged, and money disappears. It has a $300 billion for state workers and city workers amount of money that needs to be paid out, and it's about $130 billion short. So I want to get us out of that program and get us more into a 401k, but regular workers do. So that's number two. And also our city it's a safe city, but the crime is starting to get to be a problem, which is not a problem compared to some of these big cities. But I want to focus on a couple of the areas in the city where it needs extra patrols and things like that. So those are the three main issues.
I think Mission Viejo at a time was voted the safest city in the country, but when you have bigger numbers, you have to expect issues.
It was the safest city in the country. It continued to be the safest city in the state, but it's about 13th in the country now. So there's a few areas of the area of our city that's shown some wear and tear. And there's a lot of apartments with 2, 3, 4 families living in them. And that's because it's not what this community is all about, is having people crammed into one little apartment. So something like that needs to be looked into. And, I it's a great city, and I would just like to be on the leadership team and bring my experience, not just from the military, but from business. I was a business leader, and bring my leadership skills in business and the armed forces to our city's leadership team.
Yeah, and you were a colonel, weren't you, Greg, in the Air Force?
Yeah, I'm a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. I was a
Marine
naval
Corps.
Aviator.
Okay.
Joined in 1972, retired in 2004 as a colonel. I was a wing commander and a group commander, and I then flew for JetBlue Airways as a commercial airline pilot until my buddy who ran a auto parts distribution firm here in Orange County brought me on to be the president of the company. So I did that for several years till we recently sold the company. Now I'm a publisher and an author. I wrote a book called The 9 Lives of a Fighter Pilot, A Story of My Life. And now I'm writing my second book on Orange County politics, a story of my congressional campaigns. I learned a lot.
That was a learning experience, wasn't it, Greg?
It was something I wanted to do my whole life, to run for U.S. Congress. And I had put money aside, and I had a game plan and a strategy to win. And you don't walk into Orange County politics and say, I'm going to run for Congress, without the party bosses blessing you. And
exactly.
They had picked their candidate, which is fine, but then they just went after me just viciously. And just skewed my record. And
welcome to politics, huh?
It was really, really sad. All I wanted to do was represent my neighbors and friends, and they made it into a it was just very disappointing.
Which was a tougher fight, the running for Congress or the flights you made over there in the Desert Storm?
Running for Congress. I mean, I led Marines into battle, you know, three separate conflicts. I flew combat missions, and then I returned on aircraft carrier to land my jet and get reloaded. And I'll do that any day, instead of politics, because politics is very unethical. It's very sad.
It's
well, isn't that kind of just the state of our country right now, that we're just not the ethical country that most of us boomers grew up in?
Right. Yeah. No, it's pretty sad. Just the bickering that goes on, and then the big bunny that comes into the campaigns from special interest, you know, and then you're kind of indebted to them. One thing I never took was special interest money. My opponent, she got over $1 million, and she just started hammering me. And either you got to be independently wealthy to run, or you got to take all the special interest money. To get out your name, get out your advertising, and meet people. But we use social media, and a lot of the young community college and university students helped me. And we did amazingly well for being a no name to come in very close to unseating this lady's 20 year veteran in politics in Orange County, and
I think you did really well. It was close. It wasn't that many votes.
No, it was very close. 2,100 votes. We missed into the runoff. So. I just want to. It's a 4-year term here at City Council. I'd like to do this, and maybe in 2018, look at something else down the line.
I think you're in. So, what is the? You know, how is the book? I mean, when was the book finished?
My first book I wrote last year. It came out last March, 2013. All profits go to the Semper Fi Fund to help our wounded Marines and their families. We just did our third printing, so we're doing very well. And it's on Amazon, and it's on all the big Barnes & Nobles online. So if anyone wants to buy a copy, they can. It's called 9 Lives of a Fighter, the number 9, and then Lives of a Fighter Pilot. And there is another book called 9 Lives of a World War II Pilot, but it's written N-I-N-E. This one is the number 9.
Yeah, I just to throw out their question, you know, you did some amazing flying, but landing a jet plane that's, I know in Nam they had the F-4s, 5s, 8s, et cetera, but landing at night on an aircraft carrier, it has to be kind of a nerve-wracking thing. Could you say it that way or what?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little postage stamp down there, as big as it is, but when you're up in the air, and you're going what? How fast are you going, 300 miles an hour?
Well, when you land, you're coming in about 140 knots. The ship's moving about 25 knots through the water, and it has an angled deck about 12 degrees. So you're trying to always line up to stay on center line. You come in at about a 3-degree glide path, and you set up for a night. The problem, you know, a nice clear night with a half moon is very calm. I had no problem with that. It's when it was raining and pouring and foggy, and you're breaking out about a quarter of a mile behind a ship, and then you make your play to land. That's when it gets hairy. That's when you really need to be mentally focused on exactly what you're doing, and you can't. One minor error, and you're dead. It's that critical. So
Greg, if somebody wants to find out about your campaign, Greg, and what you stand for, what's your website?
Oh, okay. It's gregrafts.com, GREGRATHS, as in Sam, gregrafts.com. It's all there, so check it out.
And any other way they can get in touch with you? Are you on Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Greg Rafts, on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm Vote Greg Rafts, and I have 6,000 followers on Facebook and a few hundred on Twitter. Or they can call me, 949-292-2468. That's my private cell phone. If they got any issues they want to discuss or want to contribute to the campaign or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Well, great. We want to wish you all the best of luck in your campaign for City Council. And and all your other endeavors.
I think you're in White Flint.
Well, I got a great support team, and I got about 8-9 gals and guys helping me this week. So we're going to be out there knocking on doors, and I do appreciate you letting me say a few words on your show.
Okay,
no, I appreciate
thanks for
it,
being with us.
Okay,
appreciate
you guys have
it,
a great day, and Jim, I'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good, Greg. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's,
okay,
that's an interesting guest.
It's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, I'm just going to touch base on a little holiday travel here. We got, well, not really Halloween, but, you know, over the Thanksgiving holidays, where are the baby boomers heading to? Well, I was a little surprised when I did some of this research, planning on a holiday but not sure where to travel to. Well, I'll give you a list. Now, this is what kind of surprised me, a list of the top 10. This is a little bit more on the costly side, but this was the top 10 places to travel for baby boomers. Now, kind of think in your head, you know, put some places together and see if you can get close. See if you can get two or three, okay? So put in your head a couple places and see if you can get two or three, because this is the rating they had. All right, number one, most of you will get this, Burma, okay? You know, there's a lot of history and so on. I won't go through all the statistics of the locations. I'll just give you the locations. Number two is Sri Lanka. Three, India. Four is Italy. Five is Turkey. How many have you gotten so far? Number six is Morocco. Number seven is Laos. Number eight, Cambodia. Now, most of you have probably gotten four or five. I know. Number nine, Japan. And number 10, Vietnam. Okay? So there's your top 10. Write down how many you got out of that and let me know. Again, these destinations are for those that really can afford it. You know, that it's going to be a little costly, some of those trips. Many are traveling to see relatives or just making trips to interesting areas that are not far from their house. So you could visit a winery, take a trip to the mountains, go to the beach, whatever, if there's beaches around you, museums, or at your holidays come up, just stay home and watch TV. I find that interesting enough. So those that you can afford it can follow what Reetha does, because Reetha goes everywhere, huh, Reetha?
I try.
You and your cruises, I got to figure out how you do that. I've never been in a cruise except on my little boat. That's about it. And I think
Smart
it's a big
phone.
Cruise just to go to Catalina.
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, since we're talking about travel, I thought I'd talk about travel apps. There are lots of travel apps that will assist you in your journeys wherever it is you may possibly want to go. I went to San Diego this weekend, and I discovered Amtrak. I hadn't ridden the train to San Diego from L.A. in years, and Amtrak has an app. Now, one of our pet peeves is having to wait on hold, endlessly push up buttons, trying to get to a human being to talk to, endlessly standing in lines. Well, you can do it all on an app for Amtrak. Literally, I made my reservations, bought my tickets, found out everything I needed to know using the app. I never talked to a human being, and everything was great. I got down in San Diego. Things took a little bit longer than I thought they were going to take. I went on the app and actually changed my reservations without having to pay any additional money and took a later train back to L.A. It was absolutely wonderful. So apps actually do work. Most of the airlines have apps. You just go on their website, be it American Airlines or JetBlue or whoever. Most of them have apps. You go in, you download them to your phone. You can make reservations. You pay for the ticket. You can check on your flights. The other thing about great thing about these apps is they will give you notifications with all of these cancellations that have been taking place lately on these planes and trains and things. They will send you notifications and updates of, you know, your plane's been delayed, your train's going to be running early, all kinds of information right there on your phone, including your ticket. I didn't have to print my ticket. I've done it with airplanes. You just have it right there on your phone. You show it to them in the line. It's absolutely wonderful. And one of my favorite travel apps is TripIt, T-R-I-P-I-T. It's an app that you can literally put all of your travel plans in one place. That you put your travel for your flight, your car rental, your ground transportation, whether you're taking a cruise, a ferry, any kind of transportation, you put it right there on the app. And actually, when you get your confirmation email from your airline, you can just forward that to TripIt, and it'll put it right in the app for you. You can put all your activities, including your lodging, your restaurant reservations, your meetings, your tours, your concerts, right there in TripIt. And then you can put notes and directions and maps, all kinds of things right there in TripIt. A lot of it, you just forward the reservation to the app, and it places it right there. So you have it all right there on your phone. Now, some people are probably saying, what if I lose my phone? Well, that's why there's usually two types of apps. One that's free, which only resides on your phone. And then usually there's one that's web-based, which means all of your information is backed up automatically on the web. It usually costs a few dollars more. You might have to buy a year subscription, but it's totally worth it. Because what happens when you lose your airline tickets? Or you lose your hotel reservations and you have them written on a piece of paper. I've had that happen and not remember what hotel you're supposed to be staying at. So I'm telling you, look it up when you're getting ready to travel. Check and see if they have an app. Then you don't have to wait on hold. You don't have to stand in line. And it makes life a whole lot easier. So check out all these different travel applications.
Wow, that's really interesting, Rita. And do you think that people our age are really resourcing that, or are they just calling up their travel agent? And
there really aren't any travel agents left because there's no money in it because the apps have taken all the money out of it.
Right.
So we spend endless times on hold waiting to try to make reservations. And it can be extremely frustrating, and it's just much easier. You can do this in the middle of the night, in the middle of the afternoon, and it really is very, very convenient. So
it's like when you sign up for a class or something, you know?
Right.
A certain class, adult class you want to take on computers, or you go online and you check out the classes at the certain school and push a button, and, I mean, if it's free, just click sign me up. Or you pay your fee and you're done. You don't have to go through all the rigmarole.
That's what it's moving to. Everybody, that's why I always encourage everyone, learn how to use your computer and your cell phone because more and more you're going to have to do all of your business online. And the longer you wait to learn how to do it, the harder it's going to be. So learn.
Zero me in on the size, Reith. I mean, we started with a cell phone, the big old phone, you know, from years ago, and then it went to they got flatter and like a little square, smaller and smaller, smaller the cooler, and now they're getting bigger and bigger. Where is this going to balance
right.
out, like a mini iPad?
I think it's kind of reached a happy medium right now. It's
big
enough that you can see it, but small enough you can still hold it in your hand, and it's very lightweight, and you can keep up with them. But, you know, there's stuff coming up. People need to download the Eric Zulli app. It's available at the Apple Store, Google Play, and all the app stores. Fans can go to the phone number 949-836-9596. They can key in the word menu, and they'll find out all the options. They can get text updates and everything from Easy Way Broadcasting. And the Peace Fund Games are coming up December 6th and 7th. So they can go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com and find out all about that. And, you know, we're out of time, Jim. Time has flown by again.
Oh my God.
I look forward to seeing you next week. Want to remind everybody, check us out every Monday morning, 10 a.m., me and Jim Zulli, and usually a wonderful – well, all of our guests are wonderful.
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting people. These are, you know, they have, you know, they're really people that have a lot of experience, they're motivational, and they really they do get you motivated when you hear what they're doing.
Absolutely. So
and
we'll
at their age,
everybody.
Like Greg's been retired. He doesn't have to do all this, write books and run for office and that. And he's not sitting in the backyard reading. He's out there doing his thing. It's a really amazing guy.
Right.
But,
so
and
we'll
look at Aretha. Aretha Gray. Aretha's out there doing her thing.
Absolutely. But we'll see everybody next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Thanks, guys, for stopping in.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.